Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 459, The Price of Passion. Trust you folks are doing well. Another week ticked off, I tell ya. Here we are in the middle of summer, hitting the heat. Oh boy, it's been warm. And then we have these weird single days where it's like put out fire on and put on the blankets. And then the next day it's like raining. Next day it's dry as a bone, 101. I tell you, it's crazy. I hope you're out there safe and sound. Most importantly, enjoying summer, especially with that camera. I'm grateful you take some time to stop on by. Give us a listen here. This is, according to the stats, I've done 8,721 minutes of this podcast since I started. That's just over 145 hours of me rambling on. Oh, God, that's just a scary, scary stat, but I am grateful for you to be here and be part of it. Also grateful the numbers are slowly increasing again. They were kind of stagnant there for a while, but the numbers are coming back up. Well, they never went down, but going back up. And I'm grateful for your support in telling others about the Moose Podcast. So thanks so much. This edition is again being recorded with the Adobe Podcast Beta AI voice. It makes life easy for me. It's what also creates the transcript, which you can find there on the blog post for the podcast on the website, also on Spotify, iTunes, any place you go to listen to your podcast. Just remember, Spotify, I have the ability to have a conversation, make comments either about directly about that particular podcast or anything you have questions about. Remember, folks, that I've probably stepped on every landmine you can imagine, think of, come across in photography, survived the blast, and I'm here to tell you how you can too. So reach out with your questions. I am happy to help any way I can. Facebook's there, email. I am not hiding, and I am the one who answers it, not some AI chatbot, which I hear is now getting to be the way some people are answering their questions. Not nice. Hey, in 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks? God, time's going so fast. We'll be at the Three Forks fly-in for the Montana Antiques Aircraft Association. We'll be there the whole day on August 2nd. And then August 1st, we're doing a in-class free aviation bowl session at Bozeman Camera. Starts, I believe, at 6:30. You guys are invited. You're welcome to come. Hey, it will be great. It will be just good old time Montana aviation fun. So if you can, come join us. And if you missed it this past week, we did announce our North Dakota Air-to-Air Photo Clinic. Got a spot left. It's going to be marvelous. We're talking about things like P-51C Loeb's Hope and P-51D Miss Kitty and Spitfire Mark 9 and Hurricane and can't forget Bonnie P-47D-23 or Thunderbird, that beautiful James Stewart racer, Bendix winner that Warren Peach brought back to us. It's going to be a great weekend. Details are on the website. Love to have you join us. It's going to be kind of a one-of-a-kind, amazing event. Love that aviation stuff. Yes, I finally got through Sea of Grass. It was the last half was a little bit of a challenge for me. I don't want to say a little dry, but a little impersonal. And hearing how we kind of messed things up is, to me, a little more depressing, especially when there's scientific data behind it. And I know some things anecdotal. So anyway, Sea of Grass, still a great read if you get a chance to do it. I've moved on to Memoirs of a Kamikaze Pilot, which, you think about the title, if you're a kamikaze pilot, how are you around to write a memoir? Anyway, yeah, summer reading out in the hammock, late afternoon. Oh, hello. We've got the news here at the ranch. We've got the Hummers are and the babies are all over the place. Right now I'm looking at a male Rufus that just showed up, oh, within the week here at the feeder. Got lots of little baby hummingbirds, which is cool. Had some baby chipping sparrows. And, of course, we've got our white-tailed deer fawns that are just bouncing around. Had two greet me early this morning when I filled the feeders. God, I just love this part of the summer when I get to see all these guys. The light kind of not so good because we don't have any clouds to give us some nice saturated light, but it's fun to watch them. Want to thank my good friend of Bedford's, bedfords.com. Man, they just keep coming up. I need little doodabs, and boom, instantly here. And it's really cool. Yeah, I place the order, and believe it or not, I say my name, and the moose discount gets applied afterwards. Probably because I said moose, because that's my name. But here's the best part. You, too, can have the same great service, inventory, prices, advice, and the moose discount going to bedfords.com. Yes, I talk about them every week. I talk about them almost every day. I talk with them almost every day. Great people. Just to chat, to see what's happening, especially as things keep evolving in our crazy world at the moment. So you need gear. You need advice. You want to talk to someone. You can go into their 7 stores. You can give a phone call. Head to their website, bedfords.com. And when you do buy it, make that purchase, make sure that you do mention Moose. Because after you check out, you'll see that 5% discount. Bedfords.com. So have you ever had someone say, wow, there's a lot of passion in your photograph? Yeah, that's kind of one of those things you've heard me talk about, seems like forever, is putting the passion in your photograph. And that kind of moniker, you know, it kind of can put pressure on you. There's been some interesting discussions of late about passion and how we as humans look at passion, work with passion, think about passion, and pay the price for our passion. And it really got me to thinking, and of course, applying it to going clickety-clickety-click a lot. So, I mean, and I hadn't thought about it until I was listening and talking about it, but having passion doesn't translate one-to-one to success or to rewards in whatever you're doing, especially photography. Almost the opposite. Having passion makes the rewards even more challenging. Makes the success even further of a reach. So passion, want to have that in our images. But the driving force of that passion can lead us to craziness. Let me give you an example. Since I talked about aviation a little bit ago, you know I love flying. You know, I love photographing aircraft flying. I love hanging out a plane, 500, 5,000 AGL, looking out, and here's a plane right there off the wingtip in my viewfinder. It is the most amazing, adrenaline-rich, phenomenal pursuit that I know of in photography. It might be brief, but it's just fantastic. And doggone it, here's the deal. Getting to that point, I can sometimes go bonkers. I mean, seriously, from super depressed to super frustrated to sometimes darn around angry. Now, the number one reason? The weather. Yeah, I could travel anywhere in the world, but mostly in the country, done some in England, You set things up sometimes months in advance. You figure out your subject aircraft, your photo platform. Where are you going to go be on station for the background? You get in place and you're there at the airport. Scrubbed. Weather scrubbed. And it's like, there ain't nothing you can do about it. If you've got weather, it doesn't take really a whole lot of wind at the altitude you're going to be shooting your photographs to scrub you. If the planes are going up and down because the wind is buffeting you, it's really hard not only to get a sharp image, but to get them in the viewfinder where you want them because the plane's going up and down like an elevator. I've had more scrubs than I've had photo missions, and that part of the passion is unbelievably frustrating. And it's not just aviation. I've talked about how I've gone to locations for critters only to get skunked. Nothing. I mean, just because I show up doesn't mean they'll show up. It's my passion that got me there, but that pursuit, whew, it can drive you crazy. I mean, passion. You can kind of think of it, and if you look at especially the Polish translation for the word passion, it kind of means, in all reality, severe inconvenience. I mean, passion. There's pain, and there's perseverance, lots of work for what seems like sometimes little gain. I mean, it's just that passion to get out shooting. Whew. Think about it just from the gear, guys. Just think about the gear, right? The gear we buy, we try, we go through, all for our passion. Yet we keep doing it because of our passion. And here's the interesting thing. And until I heard it, wasn't able to really translate it to myself and think it through because I've had this question. But as time evolves, passion evolves. The illustration they like to use is you get married, and the passion you have when you first get married isn't the same passion as when you've been at it for 15 or 20 years. Your passion evolves. The love evolves. Doesn't go away. It just evolves. And photography, it's not any different. Classic example for myself is after 20 years of doing just, you know, landscape and critters, my passion for photography evolved. And there's, you could say, I definitely spent a whole lot less time with landscape and a whole lot more time with aviation. So it has evolved in time. And that in itself can drive photographers a little wackadoo. I mean, we're all in pursuit of that photograph. And that pursuit, of course, is the passion play that is photography. And as we go about doing all of that, right, doing all of that, we have to pull up our bootstrings. And when we have those failures, which we all have, they're continual, they never stop, no matter where you are in your passion play, get back out and do it. And it's our passion that pushes through all those valleys as we try to get back to that peak. It's our passion that drives us to learn camera gear or learn techniques in the computer. It's that passion that gets us out there and clicking, and it's that passion that gets us through all those tough times to get to our passion. It's just an amazing process to be a creative person, digging down deep, no matter our struggles, to get out and make that click that's going to do what? Not make us smile alone, but everybody we share it with. And when we get that smile from somebody else, we know that passion has played through. Because that's the price of passion. You folks have a great week. We're on the downhill slide of July. Oh my gosh. But right point is,
Fall, 45 days away, a gray light around the corner. You guys take care. Go out there and make some shots. Share them as you make every click your story.